This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Czech. Listen to this Czech conversation.
Promiňte, jste Češka?
Ano, jsem. A vy?
Já jsem Američan.
Mluvíte dobře česky?
In the next few minutes, you'll learn not only to understand this conversation, but also to take part in it yourself. Imagine a man sitting next to a Czech woman on a plane. She's reading a newspaper in Czech. He wants to begin a conversation, so he says,
Promiňte,
which means pardon or excuse me. As your first Czech word, it may sound strange, but really, all the sounds in it are similar to sounds we have in English. Your objective in this course is to pronounce everything just like the native speakers with whom you'll be conversing. But don't worry about absolute perfection. Think of the many famous foreigners who have a little accent when they speak English, and you'll realize that even if you have a slight accent in Czech, you'll be understood very well. Now, the man is going to say this first word, excuse me, again.
Promiňte. Promiňte.
Let's take this word apart, building it up backwards. Here's the last syllable. Repeat it.
Te. Te.
Did you repeat? Try it again after the speaker.
Te. Te.
It sounds a little like the beginning of the word take in English, but the slight H sound audible in English is absent in Czech. Repeat again after the speaker.
Te. Te.
Now try this.
Miňte. Miňte.
Note the sound which resembles the English NY combination, as in canyon. Try it again.
Miňte. Miňte.
Now the whole word. Here's excuse me or pardon. Repeat.
Promiňte. Promiňte.
Notice that the stress is on the first syllable. The trilled or flapped R in this word is common in many world languages, but not in English. So here's a quick way to learn it. Imagine the title, Prince of Prussia. It's spelled with R's. Imagine now replacing the R's with D's and saying the title very slowly. You'd have something like, Prince of Prussia. Say, Prince of Prussia. Say it again. Prince of Prussia. Now, say it a little faster. Prince of Prussia. Now repeat again. Excuse me, or pardon.
Promiňte. Promiňte.
Do it once more. Make sure you're getting the stress right on the first syllable. Say, excuse me, in Czech.
Promiňte. Promiňte.
Did you get it? Say, excuse me, or pardon, again.
Promiňte.
Our American traveler wants to know if the woman is Czech. He asks, are you Czech? Here's what he says. Listen.
Jste Češka? Jste Češka?
Literally, he's saying the two words, are Czech, with the meaning, are you a Czech woman? Note that there's no you in this sentence. Czech doesn't use personal pronouns very often. Are you Czech? Sounds like this.
Jste Češka?
Here's the word Czech. Just listen.
Češka. Češka.
Notice that the K is less explosive than in English. Repeat the ending.
Ka. Ka.
Here's a little more of the word. The new sound is like the English sh in short. Repeat.
Ška. Ška. Ška.
And here's the whole word, Czech. Listen and repeat.
Češka. Češka.
How do you say Czech, referring to a woman?
Češka. Češka.
Say, pardon, or excuse me.
Promiňte. Promiňte.
The man asked the woman, are you Czech? Listen to the question again.
Jste Češka? Jste Češka?
Here's R. Just listen.
Jste. Jste.
Repeat the word, R.
Jste. Jste.
Now you say, R.
Jste. Jste.
Now listen to the complete question. Are you Czech?
Jste Češka? Jste Češka?
Note the rising intonation typical for Czech questions. The high point of the sentence is on the last syllable. Listen and compare the English and the Czech question. Are you Czech?
Jste Češka?
Ask a woman, are you Czech?
Jste Češka? Jste Češka?
Say, pardon, or excuse me.
Promiňte.
Excuse me, are you Czech?
Promiňte, jste Češka? Promiňte, jste Češka?
Now she answers, yes, I am, and you? Listen.
Ano, jsem, a vy? Ano, jsem, a vy?
Repeat the word for yes.
Ano. Ano.
I am is only one word in Czech. Listen and repeat.
Jsem. Jsem.
Now try to say, yes, I am.
Ano, jsem. Ano, jsem.
Say it again. Yes, I am.
Ano, jsem. Ano, jsem.
Say, pardon, or excuse me.
Promiňte.
Now ask the woman once more. Are you Czech?
Jste Češka? Jste Češka?
Say, yes, I am.
Ano, jsem. Ano, jsem.
Then she asks, and you, listen.
A vy? A vy?
How does she ask, and you?
A vy? A vy?
Say, yes, I am, and you?
Ano, jsem, a vy? Ano, jsem. A vy?
Ask a woman, excuse me, are you Czech?
Promiňte, jste Češka?
Say, yes, I am, and you?
Ano jsem. A vy?
The man responds, I'm American. He uses a word for I for emphasis. Listen.
Já jsem Američan. Já jsem Američan.
Here's the word for I. Listen and repeat.
Já. Já.
Say the word I.
Já. Já.
Here's how to say I am, or literally, I am. Listen and repeat.
Já jsem. Já jsem.
Listen to the word American. It means an American man.
Američan. Američan.
Here's the last part of the word. It begins with a CH sound, as in chase. Listen and repeat.
Chan. Chan.
Continue repeating.
Mary. Mary. Mary-chan. Mary-chan.
Here's the beginning of the word, which sounds different from English. Repeat this sound only.
A. A.
And here's the whole word, American. Listen and repeat.
Američan. Američan.
Say American.
Američan. Američan.
I'm American.
Jsem Američan. Jsem Američan.
What's the word for I?
Já.
And how do you say I am?
Já jsem.
How would a man say, I'm American?
Já jsem Američan. Já jsem Američan.
How would a woman say, I'm Czech?
Já jsem Češka. Já jsem Češka.
How does he ask her, excuse me, are you Czech?
Promiňte, jste Češka?
She responds, yes, I am, and you? Say this.
Ano jsem, a vy?
He says, I'm American. Say that.
Já jsem Američan.
Ask a man, are you American?
Jste Američan?
Answer, yes, I am.
Ano, jsem.
Here's how a man would say, I'm English. Listen.
Jsem Angličan. Jsem Angličan.
The last syllable in English is the same as in the Czech word for American. Can you say it?
Čan. Čan.
We'll continue with the word. Listen and repeat.
Ličan. Ličan. Angli. Angli.
And now the whole word English. Note that the stress is on the first syllable of the word, as in all Czech words. Listen and repeat.
Angličan. Angličan.
Say about a man, English.
Angličan. Angličan.
How would a man say, I'm English?
Já jsem Angličan. Já jsem Angličan.
Ask him, are you English?
Jste Angličan?
Answer, yes, I'm English.
Ano, jsem Angličan.
The Czech woman is really surprised that a foreigner speaks any Czech at all, and you're sounding pretty good. She tells you, you speak Czech well. Listen.
Mluvíte dobře česky. Mluvíte dobře česky.
Again, there is no equivalent for you in the Czech sentence. Here's how to say, you speak. Listen.
Mluvíte. Mluvíte.
Here it is again, slowly. Repeat it.
Mluvíte. Mluvíte.
Keep repeating.
Mluvíte. Mluvíte.
Now you say, you speak.
Mluvíte. Mluvíte.
Here's the word for well. Listen.
Dobře. Dobře.
There's a sound
z
in the second syllable that we do not have in English. The famous Czech composer
Dvořák
has this sound in his name. Listen.
R. R.
Now try to repeat it after the speaker.
R. R.
Continue repeating.
R. R.
Now repeat the whole word, well.
Dobře. Dobře.
This is a very useful word in Czech because it not only means well, but also has a wide range of other meanings, including okay, fine, I understand, I'll take care of it, and so on. For now, we'll just use it this way. How do you say, well?
Dobře. Dobře.
Say, you speak well.
Mluvíte dobře. Mluvíte dobře.
Now listen to the word which means in Czech.
Česky. Česky.
Don't confuse this with the word for a Czech woman that you learned earlier. This word means in Czech or in the Czech manner. Repeat, in Czech.
Česky. Česky.
How do you say in Czech?
Česky. Česky.
How do you ask a woman, are you Czech?
Jste Češka?
How does she answer, yes, I'm Czech?
Ano, jsem Češka.
Say again, in Czech.
Česky. Česky.
And how do you say, you speak Czech?
Mluvíte česky. Mluvíte česky.
Did you get it? Say again, you speak Czech.
Mluvíte česky. Mluvíte česky.
Say, well, okay, or fine.
Dobře. Dobře.
Now here's the whole sentence. You speak Czech well. You already know all the words. Listen and repeat.
Mluvíte dobře česky. Mluvíte dobře česky.
Say, you speak Czech well.
Mluvíte dobře česky. Mluvíte dobře česky.
Now listen to the opening conversation again.
Promiňte, jste Češka?
Ano, jsem. A vy?
Já jsem Američan.
Mluvíte dobře česky.
You understood quite well, didn't you? Now, you take part in it. You overhear a man and a woman on a plane. Let's suppose he wants to start up a conversation with her, so he asks, excuse me, are you Czech? You ask it for him.
Promiňte, jste Češka?
She responds, yes, I am, and you? How does she say this?
Ano, jsem. A vy?
He says, I'm American. Say it for him.
Já jsem Američan.
How would a man say, I'm English?
Jsem Angličan.
Now the woman responds, you speak Czech well. Say that.
Mluvíte dobře česky.
And that's true, or at least you're beginning to. Don't be concerned if you haven't made every response correctly. All that you've learned here will be reviewed in future units. When you feel you've mastered about 80% of the material in this unit, you're ready to move on. Otherwise, you should invest some time in doing this unit over again. This is the end of Unit 1.